All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to our headlines here, you rascals, on a 4th of July Eve. They're brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock with the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Oh, Frogboy, can we get the Marlins game on in here?
Well, yes!
We can do
Marlins
that.
About to get going, the rubber match against the Minnesota Twins. I think it's on the one that says MLB TV, even though that's not MLB TV.
Can't trust it.
I can't trust it.
We'll put it on.
But if you guys could get that going. The fish are about to get going. Yuri Perez is on the hill. Yeah, thank you, guys.
Woo-woo!
Marlins about to get going here. And so we're excited about that. The Miami Heat, they had their first summer league practice yesterday. Did you see Lithuanian Luka, Leroy?
No.
Oh, dude, did he look good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it was like two clips. It was like 2 minutes of practice clips, but it looked
really like, how can you even tell that?
Oh, I could just tell.
It's a two-minute video.
Something about him. Something about him. Like, you just watch him, and you're just like, something about him. Mm. You know, he's just got the, you know, it's like Coach Underwood, friend of the show, said, something about him. You know, and he basically called him Lithuanian Luka.
He did. Okay, you can't keep saying that because he didn't come close to saying those things. But he did say a lot of good things about the rookie. He said he was best student of the game that he
had
ever
coached.
That.
He said very serious individual.
Very serious. No hobbies.
No sweets since he was 13.
That was crazy.
No sweets since he was 13 years old. And then he said, because we asked him about the turnover thing.
Yep.
And he was like, you know, Luka Doncic turns it over a lot. And I was like, does he now?
Okay.
And so to me, I believe that's grounds to call him Lithuanian Luka.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
So yesterday, you guys familiar with Barry Jackson, the great Barry Jackson?
Yes.
Heard of him?
We are.
This man does yeoman's work all over the South Florida landscape and did a report yesterday on what is the Heat's plan to get back to championship contention? Some insight into their thinking. And Barry Jackson, he basically, you know, got some intel on pretty much, I think, everything on the roster for the Miami Heat and where it's at. And it says, though it hasn't been publicly stated, the Heat actually has a plan. And it's probably the most realistic one at this point, even though it will be unsatisfying to some. According to people with direct knowledge, Miami's intention is to, quote, let our young guys show what they can do and see what this team looks like, with Eric Spoelstra having a full training camp, with the Jimmy Butler distraction in the rearview mirror, and with first-round pick Kasperis Jakaciunas added to a core of young players the organization believes has high upside. Part
can
two.
Can I say this?
Can I just hit that? Yeah, one more part.
Okay. Go ahead.
Part two of this plan is to quickly pounce like cats. If any in his prime star or very good player becomes available in the trade market, it has widely been reported that Giannis Antetokounmpo will be a Heat target if he asks out of Milwaukee, and that's very likely. Whether the Heat has enough assets to compete with Houston, the Knicks, or the Spurs in a bid for the two-time MVP remains questionable.
Twofold. One, nobody's going to ever look at your team as having assets if you don't play them. And two, to me, you're a year behind the development of your young guys because you coddle them so much. Now, I get Kalel was a little different and Jovic was coming on. But now you're in a position where you got to make decisions pretty soon on young guys based on very little service time.
Mostly Jovic.
Yeah.
Mostly Jovic.
So I just think now you're doing that, but now you have to make decisions without the best of knowledge.
Barry also writes, the Heat admires Kevin Durant, made repeated offers to acquire him, but ultimately decided not to relinquish half a dozen collective assets because the window to win with Durant would have been small because of his age and the risk of giving up a lot of assets for a short runway to win. Multiple sources said the Heat never thought it was close to landing Durant. Certainly not with that offer. I don't think so, dude. I think this is probably the
offer.
And I think this was the part of the article that probably pissed people off the most because they're tired of hearing about it.
Right.
This was the line that really did them in. The Heat, believes it cannot accurately judge last season's post-Butler roster because of the chaos that Butler created, a change in roles for different players, Andrew Wiggins' ankle injury, and other factors.
Agreed.
See, here's
the
thing.
I'll give him that. I think mainly the guy that it affected the most is you asked Tyler Hero to be a point guard, and he plays better off the ball. So he was kind of out of his element. Not saying he can't handle the ball, but to get the most out of him, it would probably be a two guard.
I'm sure there was a point where Tyler Hero was, you know, I remember them being all adorbs in a press conference during the middle of the season with the who's what? Who's one A? Who's Spo? You ask who's the best player? So who's the best
player? I mean, they're just playing.
Remember
the
game. That?
No, I know, but like, and then Tyler Hero's like, and you know, he's you know coming back from Houston, getting spiked on his head, and Jimmy Butler's ready to do one-legged threes. So right. Like, look, dude, we get it. Here's what I would say, and I know the Heat. This is one thing needs to be like Barry's just relaying the message, right?
Yeah,
the Heat putting any essence of Jimmy Butler blame still, you guys got to stop that. And this is why you need Tobes the spin doctor, okay? Even if you feel it, it's time to stop saying it. It's time to stop putting blame on Jimmy Butler. It's time to stop mentioning Jimmy Butler.
You guys
can think it. It can even have some elements of being true. But it comes off like being whiny babies. It does. What you could have done, very simply, to say the same thing, but in a different way, if that's how you feel.
Go ahead, spin doctor.
You could have said, look, baby, Nikola Jovic, we were handing the keys over to the offense to him, and then he broke his hand. We didn't get a full season of him. And we're just scratching the surface with Khalil Ware. We didn't get a full chance to judge this, especially with everybody shifting into new roles. You could say the same thing without mentioning Jimmy Butler. Or putting any Jimmy Butler blame, or putting any Jimmy Butler stuff on there. And I feel like it would have gone over a lot better with the fan base. And we couldn't focus because Jimmy Butler was acting all unprofessional. We know. It's been hammered. And if you do want to mention Jimmy Butler, then you need to leak to Barry some real goods. I'm talking some real goods about what Jimmy Butler did that made it terrible. Okay? Not this fake stuff.
Know?
Yeah. So you gotta leak some real. If you want to keep mentioning his name, then you need to put some stuff out there that's like some real. Oh, this is why. But to sit here and be like, we couldn't get an accurate assessment. Hey, man, I think we actually did get a pretty accurate assessment. Now, what the hell happened in that 10-game losing streak? I don't know. But even when you bounce back with that 6-game win streak. Guys, go look at the teams they beat. Like, you're talking, like, the bottom of the barrel. Outside
well,
of giving
you Jimmy... You weren't saying that then.
I was saying it back then. The outside... Actually, I was, Leroy. I won't let you say that. Okay. Outside of kicking Jimmy Butler's ass, with no Steph Curry, by the way, but kicking Jimmy Butler's ass and embarrassing him to the point where he was... He held his head down and walked off the court, wouldn't even look anybody in the eye. Outside of that and beating Boston, it was a lot of Charlottes and Wizards, okay? So, I think we did get a pretty accurate assessment of the team. And based on where we're at right now and you guys not going all in and you guys not making a real play for Kevin Durant, I think you guys know you got an accurate assessment of the team. The problem is right now, the Miami Heat are in a bit of a no man's land. They don't believe in tanking, which, look, I respect it. That's their organization. Jim Barry also reports they have no interest in trading Tyler or Bam to blow this thing up and start over. That's just an organizational philosophy. Unless the Miami Heat start this season 11-30 again, they probably won't even think about it. So that just it, for Heat fans, that just is what it is. They don't believe in it. They're not going to go that way, but they do own their own pick. And so if things are going to be in a place of we're going to actually see where the young guys are at right now, and we are going to play them. Looking at you, Spo. If you are going to play them, then you kind of can deal with the heartache a little bit. You can deal with some, you know, Lithuanian Luka mistakes.
But that's the thing that I think they could have figured out the Jimmy situation sooner. They knew where that was going.
Agreed.
Right?
100%.
And could have moved on and started, like, look, and I understand this and understand how it works. But here's what I would say. If you're going to let and allow a player to do that to this storied franchise and this man who has been an icon for the sport in Pat Riley, right? You should have no shame with saying, we're not playing him and sit him on the bench and moving on because he's not giving you the level of competitiveness that you demand from all your players. And if that had happened, and then you started playing all those young guys sooner to get a better idea. And you know what? Not even to see what they're doing, but to give them confidence. Dude, the problem with having this team the last couple of years is based on how you played some of these guys. And the first sign of struggle, you bench them. You suck the confidence out of them to where when you went back to them, you couldn't get nothing. Pat, so I think they could have did a better job of that. I do.
Do you feel lied to at all, Frog Boy, because Pat Riley told us that they weren't going to run it back, and he channeled you in the midst of that explanation?
A lot of weird ribbits with that, for sure. But it wasn't that pissed me off. It was when he did the whole, what is insanity, you know? And what's the opposite of insanity?
He said,
the
yeah,
most sane thing.
Change is the highest form of sanity, is what he said.
So then you're saying we're insane.
Because they haven't changed anything. No. Like, nothing has changed.
So he says, so Pat, based on his own definition, is saying, like, we're a little bit crazy.
We're being a little bit crazy. I mean, this was him channeling his Marcos.
It's a little bit different in how you plan now for that. It could come through trades. It could come through the addition of one or two very good players. There's always still going to be with us improvement from within, but I don't think we can go there. I'm not going to ribbit it. Does anybody know what that means?
Sidetrack.
What's that commercial? The little baby in the and he's talking to the woman on the bench and the other guy.
Liberty.
Ribbit. What's the commercial?
Liberty.
Liberty. Liberty. Well, I call it ribbit. It's IB, run it back. We're not going to do that. Or we're going to try to stay away from that. I'm sorry, ribbit?
I understand. You know, there's part of me that respects it because I'm all for throwing bits out on the air to kind of see if they know. But like, if I had the button, I would have hit him with a minus one for show poniness.
Yeah, for sure.
If I did, if I had the button, I would have.
I don't like listening to this no more. Before it was a cute old man thing. Now I'm concerned. Then I see him dancing at the draft, and I'm
that
like,
made me happy.
What's going on?
No, I liked it. I liked that he was happy about the pick. I'm excited about, like, I think there's things to genuinely be excited about with the pick. And we got a giant Russian center out of nowhere, which I'm excited to watch to see what he does this weekend. That's like, true. Look, yep. I think that's part of the thing is, like, I think the thing that Heat fans can hold on to that has been, you know, that has been interesting and exciting is like, look, they do seem like they have a good eye for young talent, but this whole lining up to make the next move, they either feel like they're too conservative with spending on some of those, and then they don't know when to cut bait. Like they feel like they've been playing defense on their moves for a while now, like,
right.
and they haven't gotten out in front of anything with this.
Can I ask you?
That's the frustration
question? Of it. Here's the question I have: are we making these comments now and reporting this now because that is basically their only option?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's. Okay. It feels like there's now. There could still be other stuff out there, and there is some. There's some fodder on Andrew Wiggins. Because I do feel like if you're going to go young, I don't really see the point in him being on the roster. And that's not even a shot at him. He's 31. Does he even want to be part of the youth movement? And so,
you know what? Does anybody know what Andrew Wiggins wants?
No.
Because, like, he's just blah, right?
I don't know. But we'll get into some of those details that are out there. We'll take a break. Back with more after this. Oh, well, we got ourselves a little bit of good news here in the middle of the show. The Marlins have jumped out to a 3-0 lead. Agustin Ramirez with a 2-run blast.
I tell you what, the way he hit that thing really wet the plywood. Am I the one, you know, really just...
Please.
You need to stop making that
That was probably the best one.
It's not going to happen.
It kind of sounds like a home run, right? Like he wet the plywood is like he knocked
it out. I think that would be the opposite. Why would you wet the plywood? I feel like that would be like a... I feel like if you wet the plywood, it's like a soft dribbler to third.
Oh, okay.
Like that's you just good. Got jammed on your hand. You're like, oh, really wet the plywood on that one.
Oh,
honey.
Okay. All right. So it's a bad thing. Okay.
Yeah, it's a bad thing. I don't feel like wet the plywood is a good thing. Would you ever think wet the plywood? It never sounds like a good thing, Leroy.
That's fine. I mean, I didn't think necessarily, Marcos, you know, was a bad
pot of Leroy. Yeah. So we can, like, it's a terrible saying, Leroy.
Well,
it is.
What?
It's like, I wish you would stop.
Please. Please stop.
Man, we almost had it, but he just, you know, he wet the plywood and it dribbled out the third. You see?
Okay, that works better than Agustin Ramirez hitting a bombski, which, hey, that dude left a fat fastball high and up. Big mistake. Big mistake. So, Marlins get themselves a nice early lead after getting screwed by the Yumps yesterday. And, yeah. That's where we're at. So the other piece of Heat news that's floating out there right now is Andrew Wiggins and what his future is. The Lakers apparently are still interested in adding him. I don't know if you saw what happened with the Lakers, Leroy. They lost Dorian Finney-Smith to the Rockets. And apparently Rob Pelinka was doing some sabotage in the background, saying that his knees were cooked. Well, that pissed him off, and then he left for Houston. Which means the Lakers have...
Why would you do that with a guy you don't have any control over?
I don't know.
Meaning that he could just say, okay, bye.
I don't know. That's a good question, Leroy. That's a good question on why that would be the case. But they did. And as
KD got a max contract off a torn Achilles. You think saying that is going to do anything in today's basketball?
Yeah, I mean, Kyrie just got, $113 million
like
off
that.
And he's rehabbing basically most of the year with his ACL.
Let's wait till we sign Dame.
Well, yeah, that's right.
Based on what you've heard, Tobin, there's absolutely no chance, right?
What? That's what you heard?
I would say if the Heat are truly going in a youth movement, I don't know why they would go after Damian Lillard if that's the case, unless they just... The only thing for me is that's a make Bam happy move. Like, look, every star gets restless, right? And Bam is a multiple-time All-Star. People want to debate whatever he is and all that. I get it. Fine. Superstar. The dude is your max player. He's a multiple-time All-Star. He's been the second best player on two finals teams. And... Yeah. You know, he's going to be 28 next month. What does, you know, like how much waiting around does he want to do with all of this stuff? Now, he's about as little drama as it gets with a player. I don't, there's, as far as just running the way he operates day to day, the Heat in a lot of ways are blessed they got Bam Adebayo because.
But you know what sucks about that? That. Those are the guys that get walked over. I've told you this.
For sure.
So they don't even... They see, what you're saying we find important, and we think that it would help Bam. But I would say as an organization, they say, well, he ain't saying nothing. He must be happy.
Yeah. But... As far as Wiggins is concerned, so Barry reported yesterday, says while the Heat would listen to proposals involving Wiggins, who would likely have been moved in a Durant deal, Miami's not determined to trade him. As one source said, the Heat obtained Wiggins in the Butler trade because they liked his game, views him as a compliment to Adebayo and Hero, not with the intent to necessarily use his contract to help facilitate a trade. They view him as a good player and does not want to simply change pieces. Nevertheless, it will listen if presented offers. That to me sounds like a.
They're keeping him.
Not. I don't think so. That to me was like, we're not telling you anything on that. I feel like if the Heat are presented with the right deal, especially to get off his number for the next year, they're definitely gonna flip him. They're going to flip him. And the and so anyway, getting back to the Lakers, so they lose Dorian Finney-Smith. They don't really have a wing, and that seems to be the team that's most interested in getting him.
Do they have anything that we want?
Well, I guess what the quibble is right now, there's reports out of L.A. that the Heat are trying to get a first-round pick for him, that they're trying to get a first-round pick for Andrew Wiggins and Dalton Knecht, along with the contracts that would make it work, which would be Rui Hachimura and I think Gabe Vincent coming back. And they're both on expiring deals.
Now Figgy's interested.
Pardon me.
You just perked up.
Figgy's interested.
I haven't seen you perk up like that all show.
Hey, what did you just say?
I said that it seems like if they were to get an expiring deal that they would try and get Gabe Vincent back in the deal.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, hey.
What?
Got a fan of that move over here, Pat?
Now she's negotiating.
Is she in love with Gabe Vincent?
What?
Yes. Very handsome, this Gabe Vincent.
He is handsome.
Very handsome. I don't know about that.
What? Wow. All right. Well, listen. Different strokes. Different folks.
What about Max Strus? What about Max Strus?
Uh-oh.
Absolutely not.
Hey, it's because of the hair, right?
Oh, the hair now is obnoxious.
It's the hair.
What about everything? What? Zach yes, Lever.
I do believe that Jay Fig will fight you.
Yeah.
Oh. She loves it. She loves it.
Okay. I mean, if I'm alone in that island. I don't think you're. I'm not saying that you're alone on the island. I just don't really see that. I don't think he's somebody.
You know what? Sometimes on Love Island, you don't match. That's just it. You're not the type.
It is what it is. Yeah,
at least we won't fight over guys. There you go.
But exactly.
It does. Yes, it appears that the Heat. I guess there's been some semblance of talk between the Lakers and the Heat about Andrew Wiggins. It's just a matter of like how much are they holding out for Andrew Wiggins. I don't know if they'll get a first round pick for him. Now, getting Dalton Knecht, it's interesting. The Heat, I mean, certainly, like, you just lost Duncan Robinson. Like, that would be an interesting asset.
Oh, do we have to replace him with another intangible?
I mean, listen, we're not short on intangibles right now.
Dude, we got a whole intangible squad almost.
We're looking like the 50s Celtics.
We got good old fundamental basketball going on over here.
chest passes.
But that seems where it's at. No, look, if the Heat can, I don't know if the Heat are gonna. I don't even know if there's gonna be anybody to get with cap space next year. For goodness sakes, but like I don't understand like being locked in on Andrew Wiggins. If you are going youth movement, like I don't understand. Like go move on from Andrew Wiggins. I'm sure he'd love it too, and. Get weird. Start Nico. Like let's go with Nico, Bam, and Ware. Let's start him. Let's get crazy.
Get weird.
I don't think if you were to move him back to the West Coast, I don't think he'd be upset.
Right. Yeah. I don't think so either.
Do you think Gabe Vincent will be upset that he came
Okay.
No, I don't think he would be.
I think he would be actually very
happy to
get his mojo back.
Isn't he from California?
He is, but I don't think he likes
JJ Redick. I think he'll get his mojo back if he comes back.
I agree with you, Brittany.
I don't think he likes JJ Redick. Oh, yeah, I think he likes Spo.
As he should.
And by the way, did you see the Lakers got DeAndre Ayton?
Yeah.
I literally cannot wait.
LeBron is going to be so frustrated the first 2 weeks of the season.
Oh, him and J.J. Redick. I can't wait for DeAndre Ayton to be like, just make J.J. Redick mental. That's going to be a sight to behold. It's going to be glorious. Anyway, we'll take a break. Get to a little goosies.
I already have the goosies.
No goosies. That's next. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Time to get to our favorite Thursday game, a little goosies. No goosies. Hello, Frog Boy.
Hello.
What do you got for us today, huh?
Like my pink shades? No?
All right. Yeah, they're nice.
Thank you. Jim...
matches that car.
Leland. That's right.
We're already back, JF. You don't have to run.
It's okay. I appreciate the effort, though. Jim Leland is going in the Marlins Hall of Fame this Sunday, huh?
Wow.
Does that give you goosies or no goosies, good sir?
That's Goosey's galore.
Whoa.
That's Goosey's galore for me.
Galore.
Champion manager. The first champion manager in Marlins history.
Leland.
Love him.
That's good.
Goosey's happy galore. For him. It was kind of the crowning achievement of his longtime managerial career. Got to do it with Bobby Bowe, who we had in Pittsburgh.
Oh, Bobby Bonilla.
Yesterday was Bobby, or 2 days ago was Bobby Bonilla Day.
Really? Still getting paid, huh?
Still getting paid, dude.
When does this stop? Do you know?
When does it stop?
I'm sorry. I can look.
No,
up.
It's okay.
I feel like it already stopped.
Did it?
Nah, like they 2 years ago.
Payday? No way.
Let's see. I may be wrong, but I swear it stopped like 2 years ago.
It's 2 days ago. That would be disappointing. 1.9. Oh, nope. It will go
2035. Not going anywhere.
Not going anywhere.
But I got the Goosey's galore for Jim Leland.
Goosey's galore for Jim Leland.
Leroy?
I do. I've always been a fan. Mm. He's just one of those laid back. Him and Jack McKeon have that like major league manager type.
Yep.
You know, vibe.
What about you, Jennifer?
Still catching my breath, but yeah, Goosey's.
Yeah. He was great. That vest.
Goosey's galore.
That sleek old vest uniform.
That was good.
What about you, Brittany? You got the Goosey's for Jim Leland?
Yeah, why not?
Oh.
I'm not going to lie. Don't know who that is.
What? I don't know either, if I'm being real.
What?
I had no clue. You said something about Jim Leland. I looked him up. Didn't even come up.
You guys, can we all be fair here? I'm 25 years old. Like, come on.
25.
That
doesn't matter. I don't understand. I know, what?
Come on.
Well, she's 25 and she's not from here.
Well, no, I'm from here, but...
Wow. Are you from here?
Yeah,
I'm from here. Well, then no excuse!
You didn't know who he was either!
Yeah, we're not talking about me right now, you know?
And J-Fig, did you know who he was? Let's be honest.
Of course I did.
She's lying.
Why are you so cold? It's not cold in there.
By the way...
I actually took it off because I got really hot.
Is that because you sprinted here?
I did.
Brittany, rules of life. If you get shame for not knowing... And then you ask somebody if they knew him. Naturally, they're going to say yes, whether they did or didn't.
Yeah, I know. But still.
I lie.
Wow.
Marcos admitted it.
What?
What's number two, Frog Boy?
Love you, Jimmy Boy, if you're listening.
He doesn't love you.
He doesn't love me. Probably doesn't like that I called him Jimmy Boy also.
Smack you right in the face if you called him Jimmy Boy.
He would. Tyler Hero, Mr. Dyed Eyebrows, posting himself watching Stephen A. Smith talking about the Heat not getting KD.
All right.
The Los Angeles is dead. How are we not getting people to come to South Beach?
In his nice kitchen.
In Kevin Durant's case, he was willing to come in. Damian Lillard's case, he was willing to come in. And he was going to get paid. I'm thinking of the possibility.
So, wait, first of all, he ain't got a TV?
Not in the kitchen.
He ain't got a shirt.
Poor.
The kids are watching Bluey, Leroy. The kids
that's
are
true.
Watching Bluey.
Oh, that's if he's true. Got young yeah. kids, they probably are watching Bluey. Yeah. It's a fair point. What do you think why does he post that? Does he post that because he never wanted KD, or do you think he's upset they didn't get KD?
He didn't comment or react.
Yeah. But it's in his YouTube video.
It's like... I'm aware. Right.
What I'm is he? Aware. Is he aware that they didn't?
I'm aware of what these streets are saying.
I'm aware.
Well, it's giving. Yeah. Dame Lillard. It's giving.
But the thing that's strange about it, though, like, who is he saying that? Is he saying that to the Heat's front office? Because Stephen A. Smith was complimenting him, like he was saying KD, Bam, and Tyler. That's
no,
something.
No, I know.
To,
that's
to
why I said
with.
I don't think it was anything other than, hey, my eyes are on this.
Yeah, not my eyebrows, but my eyes, for sure.
I don't know what to make of it.
I think I really, yeah. I feel like it's a Dame Lillard thing where it's like, okay, we don't need KD. That's all good. Y'all got me.
Ooh.
I don't know.
That's how I feel.
To me, it seemed like he's just happy to not be in the trade talks, baby. He's like, look at these suckers.
he's definitely had an easier last couple of summers with that.
For sure.
I agree with Dave South. I mean, it's a pointless
video. He just wanted to show off his chest, you think? That's what it was? Tattoo? The ink?
And his eyebrows.
Ugh.
He is shirtless most of his YouTube video. Yeah. He doesn't. He's not a fan of the shirts.
Is he a vlogger now? Is that what's going on?
I think he's a vlogger now, yeah.
Can't keep up with these kids.
Everybody's just trying to show us. I don't know.
Everyone's got the race.
But you don't think there's any element that's like, you see? Like Stephen A. Smith knows we didn't get KD. So, is there any shot he's thrown a little pot shot at the front office?
No.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Shot at the front office?
Because,
why would you throw
it? I'll tell you why.
May I ask a question?
Yeah, I can answer it.
Why are you throwing a shot at the front office and you going to get maxed out, hopefully, in the next?
Well, that's the thing, though. That's the thing. If you're Tyler Hero.
Put that back up.
Why?
Put up the graphic.
Now, that's funny.
Yeah. If you're Tyler Hero.
Not accurate as far as.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you. You done? You happy? You just had to get one in post-Lent? If you're Tyler Hero and you are on the verge of a max contract, for me, I would want Kevin Durant here because I feel like it would be like, all right, then I'm going to be locked in. Right? And all these years, I was always the dangly piece that you were trying to replace. And now that it's me and Bam, no movement on a third piece. So, I don't know. I kind of took it as, really? Now you guys aren't going to go and try and make a move? Not that they did with you when you were the piece anyway. But that's how I took it. I thought it was a little bit of, okay, to the front office.
You're aware.
But why would you do that when you ain't got your money yet?
Because now you're pissed. Because now you're going to be on this youth movement team. And you know who doesn't get paid? The youth movement team guy.
Why not? When you're up, you're up.
What?
The youth hate getting paid.
No, it's actually, I think it's easier when they go youth movement for Tyler to get his money.
No. Here's why. Because they're going to have to make that decision. And if he does,
think they're just moving?
No, I just think that the biggest test is on him now. The biggest test is on him. So if the Heat are nothing this year, and they're going to be like, well, look what we were this year. We're not going to pay you $50 million a year. He goes, well, that's not my fault. You guys could have gotten Kevin Durant.
For you, dummy.
They weren't going to trade him for Kevin Durant. Anyway, no goosies. I'm worried about it.
First of all, I have no goosies simply because of how he's receiving that information and the fact that he has no shirt on. I can't see near muscle, and I keep staring at those eyebrows.
I don't think the eyebrows are done yet in this video.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
What does eyebrows look like?
They look like normal eyebrows.
Yeah, no,
I could clearly see eyebrow there.
Yeah.
Yeah, where does he get them done with?
I think he got them done in France.
Ah.
No.
That's
color?
Next week episodes. Oh, he bleached them.
Oh, really?
I hate when people do that.
So he got black hair and blonde eyebrows?
Yes. Slim Shady eyebrows.
Ah.
It's like if I were to dye my eyebrows. How terrible would that look, Leroy?
I can't see them because of your bangs.
Fair point. Anyway, so no goosies?
Yeah, I would. Because you got, need a lot of coverage. Because you got big eyes.
Oh, okay. All right.
So that thing is draped over there like, you know what I'm saying? So if you dyed them, it would be very noticeable.
Do you got the goosies or not?
No, I don't.
Okay. Jennifer?
No goosies.
Brittany?
Absolutely not. I thought that was clown behavior, if anything.
Wow.
Interesting. See?
That clown behavior.
How about that? Marcos?
No goosies, good sir.
All right. That is time. No that goosies. Is goosies, no goosies. We'll take a break. Final hour. Back after this.